with Governor Rick Perry. Talk about the response you've got. You've been through this once before here in Iowa. Is the response any different that you're getting this time?
Oh, yeah, substantially so, because we've been here more than anybody last year. Terry Branstad and others would make that case that nobody spent more time in Iowa over the course of the last year than I have. And that was a really big difference between 2011. We parachuted in here, I think, about within a day or two of the straw poll, made our announcement, and everybody else had been in here for a year or so, had a lot of the talent all absorbed, and people had already made up their mind who they were going to support, or, you know, who was their number one, who was their number two, maybe who was even their number three before we ever showed up. So that made it incredibly difficult. And so I was unique in the sense of you need to be here. You need to be here often. As many places as you can go, as many town halls that you can make, whether it's two people or 200, Iowans want to talk to you. They want to ask you questions. They want to probe. They want to query you on a list of items that are important to them. So, and rightfully so. I like this process. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm the only person that's going to be a candidate that's got. Well, let me put it this way. I got more time on a John Deere tractor than anybody that'll be on the stage tonight. So coming from a dryland cotton farm out in West Texas, the agricultural side of Iowa I'm quite comfortable with. And having worn the uniform of the country, myself and Lindsey Graham are the only two that have worn the uniform. So from a military standpoint, economically, having been the chief executive officer of the 12th largest economy in the world for the last 14 years. Those three things make me very unique in the field. And so if Iowans are looking for somebody that's got the record, somebody that's got a record not only in job creation, but also in both national defense and foreign policy, then I think they'll like what they see.
Are there any similarities between the two states in the way you politic? You did it several times as governor. Do you find that Iowans expect a lot of the same things from their candidates as Texans?
Except that Iowa is about picking presidents. I mean, this process has made Iowa very unique in the sense of they understand and they take it very seriously that they are in the business of vetting candidates that want to be the president of the United States. There are very few states in the country that have that responsibility, and Iowans take it seriously. So, I mean, it's a very different, you know, running for office in Iowa is not different from running for office any other place. It's about, I mean, you find out if somebody likes to be around people pretty quick. You find out if people like to go out and do events like we're doing here in Kimbleton. I mean, this is as basic retail politics as it gets, and the folks that like it, you can figure it out pretty quick, and Iowans figure it out as quick as anybody.
With 17 candidates right now in the race, do polls really mean anything this far out, well, this early at all?
Certainly national polls don't, and I don't think. And as you'll recall, in 2007, Rudy Giuliani led the national polls for almost a year. By the time the real vote counting got conducted, he was nowhere on the scene. So he fell out before they ever got to Florida. With that said, Fox News has made the national polls somewhat of a litmus test. So that's a little different standard. But I still think that Iowa and being in Iowa and spending the time here, having an organization here, and letting people probe you, query you, get to know you is still an incredibly important part of this process. And people who choose not to do this are doing it at their own peril.
Well, Governor, we appreciate your time here. I know you've got people to see. Thanks so much.
My privilege. Thank you.
With Carly Fiorina, can you talk a little bit about what you're hearing back from Iowans? You elevated so rapidly recently with the debate process, and so many people now are talking about Carly Fiorina. Have you heard different things back from people than you did prior to the first debate?
Well, I think it's true that more people know who I am. You know, I went into that debate and less than 40% of Republican voters had ever heard my name. And now a lot more know who I am. But mostly what I hear from people is keep going. Keep speaking directly and telling us what we really need to do. I think people really are tired of professional politicians and are ready for a different kind of leadership.
The retail politicking that you have to do in Iowa to get close to folks, much different than probably what you did in your professional life. How are you liking that?
Well, yes and no. You know, when you are working with teams of people trying to drive positive change, you end up having to talk with a lot of people. You can't just say, do it. You know, you have to convince people, persuade people that it needs to be done and it can be done. Of course, there's nothing like running for president. It's a unique experience. But I've always drawn my energy from people. I love meeting people. I love being in Iowa. I've been coming here for over a year now, about a year now. So, and I'm always really encouraged.
We have governors, we have senators, Congress. We have all kinds of people that are running for president. Then we have people who are not part of that political process. You touched on that earlier. What strengths do you bring to the table that you think would make a positive, a forward-moving presidency?
Well, I have a track record of problem-solving and leadership. And we have a lot of festering problems that haven't been solved. And we need leadership to solve them. But I also understand how the economy actually works. I understand how the world works and who's in it and how we must stand with our allies and confront our adversaries. I understand big bureaucracies. Federal government has become a giant, bloated bureaucracy that's inept and corrupt, actually. And I understand technology. I think all of those things make me truly a unique candidate and give me a broad set of experiences that will help me lead effectively. And ultimately, we got to get this economy going and growing. We actually have to challenge the status quo of Washington, D.C., and we have to lead again in the world.
Absolutely. Does it say something, though? Again, you touched on this earlier, but three people who rank very highly in the polls, for whatever they mean right now, are people who are outside the political realm. Does that say something about what people are looking for?
Yeah. 75% of the American people now think the federal government is corrupt. 82% of the American people think we have a professional political class that cares more about its own power, position, and privilege than on getting anything done. I agree with them. That's why I'm running. We need something different now.
Charlie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.